Bright Lights on set inside of Radio Row, and now joining me, is he my favorite barber? I work with Tiki each and every day, and Tiki used to be on CBS Sports Radio, now doing a kick-ass job with WFAN. But Rondé Barber joins us. Rondé, how you been?
I should definitely be your favorite barber. And after these next 5 minutes, you'll realize that I'm so much better than Tiki.
Well, why are you better than Tiki?
Well, I mean, for a lot of reasons.
You weren't on Real Housewives of New Jersey?
I was the first barber twin, just so everybody knows. I was the one that came out first. Mom Barber delivered me first, so I always have that over him. I'm cooler than him. He's kind of a nerd. You know that. Hang out with him long enough, and he'll start talking about, you know, astrology and the way the planets align. And,
oh, his conversations are just too intelligent for
right.
me.
Right. Before games, he'd be sitting in his locker reading Wall Street Journal or something. Like, he's one of those guys. So I definitely have the cool factor over the dude.
Well, it's not really what, like, Mom and Dad think.
No.
Like, Bruce Arians, I think, is the perfect one. Whoever Bruce says, is it Tiki or Rondé, is his favorite. Because, like, you always know family's going to be like, oh, we love every
right.
child the same.
Right.
You know, I the same thing with my family. Who's the favorite? Who's the favorite? I think Bruce has the truth.
This is a good question to ask Bruce. And just a two-pronged answer. Bruce used to babysit us back in the day.
Yep.
And he tells me now that Tiki was always sick and at the hospital because we were both premature babies. He said Tiki was always going to hospital, so I was always babysitting you, and you were definitely the easier one to deal with. And now Bruce lives in Tampa after retiring from the Bucks, and we play golf like once or twice a week. So
he's awesome.
He's the best, man.
He's joined us like right after they won the NFC title
right.
game. He did like one or two interviews. He joined us.
Yes,
he's just such a great guy. But I loved it. We reached out to him after they won the Super Bowl. I'm like, hey, do you have like 5 to 10 minutes? He
yeah.
goes, brother, I'm going to be enjoying a lot of whiskey
right,
the next
right.
few days.
A cup full of Crown Royal and ice. That's what he was going to be doing.
Oh. Rondé Barber here with us on behalf of Church's Chicken. We'll talk
right.
about them in just a second.
Right.
So this game this weekend,
yeah.
if you were playing corner up against A.J. Brown, up against Devontae Smith, what would you really be stressing?
Oh, man. A.J., just his side and speed. He has that component that you're looking for. He's a strong catcher, right? When he goes up for the football, he's almost always going to wrestle it away from you. So if I'm trying to defend a guy like A.J., you have to always be on top of him, and you have to be able to intersect the catch point. And, like, not a lot of corners even know how to work that or even know what that means. They always think you just go out there and be an athlete and just kind of play the ball. There's a science to beating big guys. I remember, let's see, what year was it? Plexico Burress was playing for the Steelers, and they were going to run a takeoff. It was just, he was going to try to outrun me and be bigger down the field. And I knew that if I didn't get on his top hip and come underneath him, I was never going to be able to make this play. And it's one of those things you just visualize in your head. And so he just started running down the field, this takeoff, and I'm like, okay, get to his top hip, come like kind of around behind him and intersect the ball. So it ended up being a jump ball, and I came away with it because I was inside of his frame. So a guy like AJ, you have to find like little ways like that to deal. Devontae, dude, you just got to be able to run. You know, he's long, he's fast.
You'll be out of the picture frame
right,
most of the game.
Exactly. If you are not a guy that can match his speed, you can't deal with him. The good thing about if I'm a defender, you know, these young corners for the Kansas City Chiefs, Devontae's a little unpolished still as a route runner. And so if you can get him off his track, you can kind of take advantage of him. And be honest with you, this team runs the ball so much, Philadelphia, that there's not a lot on their route tree for the receivers because it's all play action. You only get so many route combinations and plays out of play action. If they're heady enough and can understand that, they'll be able to kind of narrow it down to what plays are going to come at them.
And then Rondé Barber here with us on the Chiefs side of things.
Right.
Going up against Mahomes. Like, I think the Eagles are going to win this game.
Right.
But the only analysis that I have when I start to think, okay, could I be wrong,
right.
is 15-87. Like,
yeah.
Mahomes, Kelsey. That,
right.
That's just what I think.
Right.
How do you kind of prepare for Mahomes? Because
yeah.
he does something each and every week where you go, I could prepare 24-7. I've never seen something
right.
like that.
So I'm inclined to agree with you because I think the best roster in football is Philadelphia. They made all the right moves in the offseason. They added three or four game-changing players. A.J. Brown, obviously. They get James Bradbury, corner. to add to an already good secondary, to get Hassan Reddick on the edge. Like, all of a sudden, you're like, this is a really good football team. If the quarterback plays good, they're going to be really good. And the quarterback played really good. He's an MVP candidate. But when you look at Kansas City, it doesn't matter to me who Patrick Mahomes is throwing a football to. Obviously, they're a tight end-centric, Kelsey-centric offense. You know, he gets 70.
It's very Brady Gronk.
Right, yeah. They get, he gets 70% of the – but different. He gets 70% of the throws because they scheme up so many passes towards – I was actually listening to an interview Kelsey from when he had to talk to the media. You know, like, how do you get open so much? And he's like, Andy Reid, Big Red, you know, he designs plays just for him. And that, to me, that's the X factor in this game, is Andy Reid's ability to, you know, throw wrinkles at you. I mean, obviously they have all these, you know, they had the globe thing, and, you know, they have all these different plays in their playbook that they usually only use one time. And in this game is where they'll bring those out. Now, to me, them being in the AFC Championship game 5 years in a row, they're there for a reason. The other best teams in football were all in the AFC, and Kansas City beat them because Patrick Mahomes has that just relationship with one of the best tight ends ever.
All right, let's get to Church's Chickens.
Oh, yeah,
you guys
buddy.
Brought me
some
food. This is awesome. All
come,
right, let's go.
Come bearing gifts. You know,
I'm a good chicken tender.
It's a great chicken tender.
Oh, my God.
Like, if you're talking about traditions of football,
oh, we got a biscuit
you have too? To talk Church's Chicken, right? You have the party pack for Super Bowl 57. You
can, phenomenal.
You can order it on the app. I've been eating those honey glazed biscuits all morning for breakfast. Yeah, it's the best chicken. It's the best chicken in town, and they're available on Sunday, man. It's a great, great organization to be associated with because they're big and they're bold, and their food is delicious, and you'll love it. And if you like hot, try those jalapeno peppers,
oh,
buddy.
Oh, okay.
That'll fire you up a little bit early.
Can Tiki handle these?
I think Tiki is not as good with peppers as I am. So you got the
You got the right
mix right there. You can use the honey mustard and the jalapeno pepper, and you're gonna be thanking me like an hour from now.
Well, here's the thing. You seem like a regular guy. You would use the honey mustard. Tiki, I feel like you'd have some caviar or something.
Oh, my God, right. Tiki is he's a little bougie. He's New York. I'm Tampa. It's a big difference.
Were you surprised Brady retired?
I was a little surprised, but not. It wasn't unexpected to me. The only reason I was surprised because so many people were saying that he had other opportunities. But when you look at what he's going through in his life, now is probably a good time to. It was a hard year in Tampa for him. He's 30. He's 46 years old in next football season. You can tell this season wore on him for a lot of different reasons, and it was hard for them to get to 8 wins. And it's not like he played terrible. He played pretty good. Fourth in the league in passing, 20-plus touchdowns again. He's got 2,000-yard receivers, but it was hard. And I think this year wore on him, so I'm not surprised at all that he retired.
I got to swallow here just because I don't want to keep on stuffing my face with this chicken. Last thing I'll ask you, who should be playing quarterback coming up for the Buccaneers this year?
Oh, so there's only one on the – one.
Kyle Trask.
Quote-unquote, there's only one on the roster right now, and that's Kyle Trask. Now, whether or not it will be him – I don't know, because Kyle hasn't really gotten many reps. I mean, and I'm not talking about play reps, because obviously Tom Brady's going to play in a game. He didn't get many reps in practice. He played well in the preseason. I do the Bucs preseason. He played pretty well. If it's a rebuild year, and I hate saying that, but if it's a rebuild year, I bet you they give him an opportunity. But if there's a guy out there that maybe they could go get, I mean, they still have great weapons on offense. Great weapons on offense that any quarterback would love to throw to. So they might be an enticing place for a free agent. So we'll see.
You made a good push.
Yeah.
I still may have to go to Tiki's side just a little bit more because I see him more often.
Yeah,
but
whatever.
We talk a few more times. We hang out through Lepseltry.
We could be.
I could be bought.
We could be.
I got bought with chicken today.
I tried to buy you a chicken. I guess it didn't work.
Rondé Barber, good to see you.
Thanks, man.
Kevin Matt talks with Matt Hardy.
There's nothing like a wrestling fan, you know, for better or for worse. How do you handle that, though? We're talking about people talking about your family, what they don't know about your family or your brother or you. How does one handle that from a day-to-day basis?
Something I joke about with the Young Bucks all the time. I said, if you would vanity search Matt Hardy on Twitter, I said, after you got through 100 replies, you'd want to quit the business and never be seen again. It's just, you just learn to deal with it. You know what I mean?
It's the Kick Rocks Wrestling Podcast with Evan T. Mack. Subscribe now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Evan Matt talks with Matt Hardy.
There's nothing like a wrestling fan, you know, for better or for worse. How do you handle that, though? We're talking about people talking about your family, what they don't know about your family or your brother or you. How does one handle that from a day-to-day basis?
Something I joke about with the Young Bucks all the time. I said, if you would vanity search Matt Hardy on Twitter, I said, after you got through 100 replies, you'd want to quit the business and never be seen again. It's just, you just learn to deal with it. You know what I mean?
It's the Kick Rocks Wrestling Podcast with Evan T. Mack. Subscribe now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Evan Matt talks with Matt Hardy.
There's nothing like a wrestling fan, you know, for better or for worse. How do you handle that, though? We're talking about people talking about your family, what they don't know about your family or your brother or you. How does one handle that from a day-to-day basis?
Something I joke about with the Young Bucks all the time. I said, if you would vanity search Matt Hardy on Twitter, I said, after you got through 100 replies, you'd want to quit the business and never be seen again. It's just, you just learn to deal with it. You know what I mean?
It's the Kick Rocks Wrestling Podcast with Evan T. Mack. Subscribe now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.